Danielle Metzger, alcoholic. I have a sobriety date of April 6, 2023. My home group is Bellflower Big Book Group, and I have a sponsor that I'm current with, and those things I'm really grateful for. So what it was like, I was born into like a really loving family. My mom was like the room mom. My dad coached us in sports, but there was something... I always wanted something different, and I always felt less than, and comparing myself to others, and just really uncomfortable growing up. And I remember I would like lie about things, and I didn't really understand why. You know, I have a sister, and like all of a sudden we started lying that we had a brother. Like we just like made that up and would tell people, and it was like we were like, oh, he's just really older than us, like so that's why you've never met him, you know, I don't know. And it's just like crazy to even think we would lie about something like that, but I did, you know, and I believed it. And then my parents had to tell people like, no, you don't have a brother. Like it's just like weird things like that, and I always felt less than. And so you know, I just never felt comfortable. And so around 14, I remember I was going into high school, and I got invited to spend the night at my friend's house, and there was a party, and we were in the hot tub. And I remember before my first drink, you know, I was like shy and I was embarrassed, and I was like walking around covering my stomach. And like as soon as we got in the hot tub and they were like, do you drink? And I'm like, yeah. And I'd never had a drink before. I don't know why I said yes, but they passed the bottle and I drank. And I just remember being like, oh yeah, like this is good stuff. And all those fears and everything like went away. I could laugh, I could talk to boys. And you know, that night I blacked out and I woke up on the floor in clothes that weren't mine. I don't remember how I got there, but I do remember my parents always telling me like, if you ever need us, just call us and we will like help you. So I think it was like 2 or 3 in the morning. I remember calling my mom and telling her like, can you come get me, you know? And so she came and picked me up, and I remember she was just nursing my hangover the next day. And I was telling her like, I'm never going to do that again. That was so terrible. And I just remember telling them, and I really believed it, but that wasn't the case. You know, anytime I was able to drink, I was drinking. And my sister went off to college and she came back with a fake ID. And then it was really on, you know, we started drinking all the time. And, somehow I graduated high school and I went to college because I was good at sports, and I got a scholarship and I moved to Georgia. And I thought, you know, that was going to make everything okay. And within the first week there, you know, my alcohol was already getting me in trouble. You know, I had to have a talk with the coach, and, you know, the first practice, everyone's in trouble because of my drinking. So you don't make friends easily that way, you know. And it just continued that way. Within the first semester, I'm on academic probation, threatening to get kicked out of school. And so, like, I had, my major was nursing, and I was really set on being a nurse. And within that first year, you know, I didn't even know this, but alcohol took my dreams away. I changed my degree because I couldn't drink like I wanted to and study for nursing. So I changed my degree and kept drinking the way I wanted to. And I didn't know this at the time, but my drinking was always a little bit different than others, because I grew up, or we went to school in a dry county on Sundays. And so if you ran out of alcohol on a Sunday, like, you couldn't buy it. But I would always be like, well, let's drive the hour one way and the hour back. And everybody would be like, no, we don't need it. I'd be like, yeah, we do. And I'd be like going to drive that hour and drive that hour back. And at the time, I didn't think it was a big deal. You know, I just thought I was partying, having a good time. And then by my senior year, you know, I tried to kind of clean up my drinking a little bit, and my coach was not impressed. And I was like really upset that she wasn't impressed by that. And I ended up quitting something that I had worked so hard for and loved so much. And I quit, you know, and that's one more thing alcohol took from me that I didn't even know was happening. And then I graduated and I came home and I thought, like, this is it. I'm going to get, like, a good job. I have a college degree. Like, everything's going to be okay. But that wasn't the case either. You know, I kept drinking the way I was drinking, and I got in a relationship, and I was in that toxic little wild relationship for a while. And I thought, like, okay, so if I just get rid of him, like, everything's going to be okay, right? Like, he's the problem. He's the one causing all my issues. So I got rid of him. And at this time, my sister was getting sober. And I remember thinking, like, oh, finally, she's getting sober. Like, now I will be okay to drink the way, like, I want to drink. Like, she's the problem. Like, everybody is always my problem. It's never me. And so she ended up getting up sober. and I kept drinking, and, you know, she wasn't the problem. Like, I kept doing what I was doing, and I'm a blackout drinker, and I love to drink and drive, and I was still doing that. And I would wake up, and I just remember, like, going outside my car and just, like, oh, my God, like, how did I get home? Did I hit someone? And just, like, the anxiety and the remorse and everything every morning, you know. And I'm always, like, trying to stop drinking. I'm always doing something to stop drinking, right? Like a cleanse, or I'm doing, like, if I just, you know, I get these, like, ideas in my head, like, if I just do triathlons, right? Like, triathletes are not alcoholics. They don't have problems with drinking. So I'm doing triathlons, but I'm still, like, blacking out, but I'm, like, I'm training, so everything's good, and just crazy, and always trying something, and nothing's working, you know? And I'm always, and this went on for, like, a long time, and finally, about last year, you know, one more person told me, do you think you could just, like, maybe stop drinking? It seems like you have a little bit of an addictive personality, she told me. This is, like, a woman that I get, like, healing sessions for, because I'm always, like, trying something to fix me, right? And so she's like, you have a little bit of an addictive personality. Why don't you try not to drink for a year? And that was in March. And I was like, oh, I cannot drink for a year. That's fine. And so that wasn't the case. That was March, and I drank again in April. And then, because it was my friend's birthday, and I, you know, you can't let her celebrate alone. So I drank again, and I woke up the next day on April 6th, and I was like, man, I just really want to stop drinking. You know, I always want to stop, but I can't. And so that was April 6th. And so my sister was like, why don't you try meetings? Why don't you call somebody, and, like, giving me numbers? And I kept being like, I don't think that's the problem. Like, I don't need AA. I'm not an alcoholic. And she's like, okay, you know. And so I kept trying everything else, you know, like one more tarot card reading, one more Reiki session. I'm going to get, like, a crystal healing that's going to, like, fix everything, because I don't really want to look at it being me. But that's not the case. And so I was like that for about 7 months. And then in November, I was really, I didn't know what was happening. Like, reality was like, I felt like I was going crazy. And I started having, like, really dark thoughts that I'd never had before. And, you know, I really wanted to, like, kill myself. And I was just, like, I didn't understand, like, what was happening. And so one more time, I'm telling my sister this, and she tells me, like, I can't help you. Like, you need to call somebody else. And she gave me this woman's number. And for whatever reason that day, you know, I took it and I called her. And I remember the prayer I said before I called her, and it was like, God, please don't let her answer. And, you know, God's funny, because she answered on the first ring. And it was a Sunday, and I remember, I'm like, hi, you don't know me, my name's Danielle, and I just start, like, throwing up all this stuff to her, and I'm like, I don't think I'm an alcoholic, but I'm, like, not sure, you know, and so, and prior to calling her, I had gone to, like, I've been popping into meetings here and there, and people know me because of my sister, and they're like, what are you doing here? I'm like, oh, I'm just checking things out, you know, and they'd be like, oh, okay, like, cool, keep coming back. And I'd be like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna come check it out, you know, maybe another time and stuff. And so I call this woman, and she's like, okay, that's great. She's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm at home. She's like, do you have a car? I'm like, yes. She's like, do you have a license? I'm like, yes. She's like, can you meet me at a meeting? And I'm like, I don't know. And so she's like, no, why don't you come meet me at a meeting? And so I met her at a meeting. And after the meeting, I don't remember what the speaker said, but I remember going there and just feeling, like, a little bit better. And then after the meeting, I talked to her. And I told her, like, I think I'm going crazy. And she was like, oh, sweetie, you are. Like, that's untreated. That's untreated alcoholism. And, like, for whatever reason, I was like, oh, my God, okay, you know. And she's like, can you meet me at Monday tomorrow? And I'm like, yeah, I can meet you. And so we go, and I meet her, and she, you know, the speaker there, or the secretary there, asked me to read chapter 5. And I look at her, and I'm like, and she's like, can you read? And I'm, like, offended. I'm like, yes, I can read. And she's like, okay, you'll be fine. So I go up there, you know, and my Louise, she told me, like, you know, you're going to have to identify as an alcoholic. And so I went up to the podium, and, you know, I said, Danielle, alcoholic. And that's the first time that I was like, oh, okay, like, this is the problem. If I just treat my alcoholism, you know, everything will be okay. And so I listened to what she said, and I went to 90 meetings in 90 days, and I got a sponsor, and I started just saying yes to everything. And I didn't really want to be saying yes, and I didn't know why I was saying yes, but I was doing it. My life was, like, slowly getting better. And so, you know, like, what it is like today, well, this Tuesday, I own a business, and I got this letter in the mail from the city, and I wasn't happy with the letter, and so I called the city, and I called not once but twice and cussed out a few of their workers. And so, that didn't feel good to me, and I got to talk to my sponsor, and she got to tell me, you know, you're going to call them back right now, and you're going to tell them, like, you're sorry, and you're going to make amends to them, and that's totally different behavior for me, you know. And so I'm just so grateful to be in these rooms and to have you guys to all show me, you know, like, how to live, because without AA, you know, I don't know how to do it, and I'm so grateful. So thank you.